that?
I don't know why.
Yes, they can abate a nuisance.
Whatever happens, happens.
You're willing to spend the money and.
Always 601.
There, we have had.
So if they abate a nuisance, then what happens?
I mean, eventually.
We've had three properties where we have gone in there, torn down the building.
It's an Orange Village for crying out loud.
Recovered the money from the bear.
That itself is.
So Orange Village.
95% of the effort.
I mean, that is the radical final.
It's extreme.
And if there's a.
Well, you know, it's funny. A lot of people, when you listen to the news, it's not too closely. A lot of people who would be home buyers are opting to rent.
We have a follow the Constitution.
They're not really into buying. I mean, the market is not as vigorous as some age groups.
Due process.
And I can understand that.
Respective rights.
Although the interest rate couldn't be better. I mean, really, if you tie in a mortgage at the rates they're at now, man, you're going to be golden for 5 years, 10 years, 15 years. Man, that rate is going to be unbelievable.
Call a special meeting order. Pledge allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mary, if you could do roll call, please.
Barron.
Here.
Klein.
Here.
Braverman.
Here.
Kluter.
Yes.
Alfred.
Here.
Duber.
Here.
Perry.
Perry's not here.
Okay.
Next on the agenda is the old business discussion of pending legislation and motions, and there's no old business, so we will move on to new business, introduction and consideration of no new business. So we'll move on. Audience questions and answers.
No audience.
Anyone? Okay. And we'll move on.
Yeah, he's got his grandfather's here.
We'll move on.
You're
to.
You're going to set the record.
Yes, we are. Comments by council members? Mrs. Kluter, would you like to start?
I'm very glad that we've been having all these emails and phone calls about the water line that's down on Miles Road. It's very helpful because if people called me, I've just referred them to at least listen to whatever information Orange Village has put out, and I'm sure the water business will be resolved as soon as possible. And yes, I'm planning on coming to on Sunday or being well. What time? 11 till 2?
Mm-hmm.
And it's been a lot of hoopla this year. I was just curious why. I mean, a lot of promotion, more than usual.
Well, thank you, the fire department, who's put in the marketing effort.
Okay, I was just curious. I thought it was very cool. Can I bring a dog?
What?
Can I bring a dog?
It's an outside event.
Okay. Yeah, that's all I have to say.
Do you want to know what happened with the water line?
Yeah, well, I got something tonight just saying that. Yes, tell us.
Well, it's not far from the water, from the spot that broke the first time on Miles Road, right opposite Romano's. But it is another spot. It's the third time on Miles Road. It is now fixed, and the water has been restored to the folks at the villas who did not have water.
Yeah, they called me.
And the road has not been repaired yet. We're working with the emergency contractor from Solon, hoping they'll do our portion. We will be reimbursed, as we were prior. It's a problem. I talked to the head of the Water Commission, the Cleveland Water Department, today, saying it would be nice if we could have a long-term, you know, a permanent fix to this problem, because every time Solon's water main breaks, our pavement caves. But Solon is not party to the water service agreement, so it is a Solon water line. It's not anything the Cleveland Water Department can come in and replace, so I don't think there's a clear resolution to this. Solon says it's Cleveland's fault because the pressure is too high. The water commissioner told me that it's a pipe that's good for 150 PSI and they only have it set at 90. So I'm probably not going to figure out what the truth is about all that. But it's, you know, poor Bob Zugin was here till 2 o'clock in the morning and was by probably before his usual 7 o'clock start time today.
But Miles Market, I heard.
Miles Market was closed. They had no water. Romano's was open. But people didn't know that, but we have a sign up there, and then we put out the notices.
Thank you. And the other thing is, Kathy, what's status with Pinecrest?
Oh, I have
okay.
That in my report.
Okay, I'm just curious. I don't know. Thank you.
Mr. Klein.
Nothing at this time. There was no agenda did attend the Chagrin River Watershed Partners meeting a couple of weeks ago. Really no particular news to report. It was a rather short perfunctory meeting. The only newsworthy item there is that the existing executive director, Amy Brennan, is leaving Watershed Partners and moving on to another environmental organization in Northeast Ohio. I forget which one.
Nature Lakes Lake Erie Conservatory?
Yeah, I think that's it. So there will be, the Watershed Partners will be in the market for a new ED sometime here shortly. But they have a very solid staff there, so they'll continue to operate pretty much as is. The only other thing I just request, and Mayor, I'm sure it'll be part of your report, is an update on the survey.
Okay, and also why don't you tell them where you're going Friday?
Oh, yeah, Friday there, you all had received notice of a sort of an economic development conference that's occurring on Friday. I'll be attending that event. So I'll have a report. I can provide a report for those who will not be in attendance next week at our council meeting.
Thank you.
Mr. Barron?
I have nothing today other than I will see you all at the fire department ball.
Are you going to be dancing?
Are we having a ball?
I needed it to rhyme. All in ball.
Mr. Braverman?
I have no comments this evening. Thank you.
Being the wonderful council president for the day, I really don't have any comments.
Except that you skipped me.
Oh, let's skip the mayor. comments by the mayor. Mayor, what would you like to discuss?
Well, there is a lot going on. I've talked about the Miles Road already. The survey has been completed on our end. We've given all of your comments into the Cuyahoga County Planning Commission. Anna asked me today if they were going to send a final, and she was going to call them this afternoon to see when we'll get the final. But it's going to be mailed out very soon to coincide with the next newsletter, which we got today, which will go in the mail tomorrow. So that will be very soon. Did everybody see this year's Cleveland Rating the Suburbs magazine?
I heard about it. We're number two.
Oh, Francis, you steal my thunder. Yes. The rankings this year for the suburbs was Richfield Village was number one.
Yeah.
Orange Village was number two, which means we're number one in Cuyahoga County.
Yeah.
We moved up from nine. I would say our safety, the only thing I can see that's different from the year before, since we answer the same questions the same way every year, is that we moved up from 22 in safety to 10. So maybe it's on the strength of the police department we got moved up this year. But good job. A lot happening in terms of land in the village now. The Weintraub property has been listed. It has been officially been listed, and they are peddling it for $15 million, which is $182,000 an acre. Had a meeting with them yesterday. With Dave Hart, we indicated that it is zoned 1.5 acre residential. It would be better if the zoning dictated the price instead of the price dictating the zoning, and that we could be supportive of a little higher density residential. We don't go any higher than 4 to an acre anywhere in the village, and that anything other than that would have to be at the western extremity of the property. So we'll see what they come back with. There are two residential lots, large ones, on Emery Road, just west of Brainerd on the south side. The Hammonds live there. The two together are about 12 acres, and those parcels are under contract and are now in the due diligence phase for the Cleveland Chinese Christian Church. It's a 260-member congregation. It's a lot of professional Asians, and their resident base lives in Beechwood, Orange, and Solon. They conduct services in Cantonese, Mandarin, and English.
Is that with or without MSG? No, I'm sorry. It's my own confusion.
So they're in the due diligence phase and expect to close on it by the end of the year and go through our building and process if that goes
forward. I'm sorry, could you repeat the location? What is the property there?
If you're driving west on Emery and you cross over Brainerd,
okay.
There's the first house, which is that new one on the corner.
Yeah. On the south side.
On the south side.
Yeah.
Then there's a second house. Yeah. I think that used to be the White's house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
and then the next two parcels.
So it's almost into Warrensville.
Well, there's still up.
There's the other church down there.
There's Bethlehem is closer to Warrensville.
Is it opposite the other church?
No.
Temple.
No, there's a few houses in between the location and the next church. It's gonna be more catty-corner to the temple.
Our zoning permits it.
What?
Our zoning permits houses of worship.
Absolutely, I smiled and welcomed them to the community.
Which side of the street is it on?
South side of the street.
Okay.
There will be three pastors and maybe a secretary working there. Asking about Pinecrest, I had an email today from Dave Lewansky, who told me that everything went really well in Las Vegas. They have a lot of work to do and they are pursuing many angles. They are committed to the new site plan and should be back in front of Planning Commission in a couple of weeks. The residential portion is coming along as we are partnering up with some home builders, and they will have a plan for the residential portion soon. I do have a meeting next week with one of the Fairmount property principals, and we'll probably know more for next week's meeting in detail. And that's everything.
Back to comments by me. I discussed with Mr. Byron just if there's any, I guess, anything to do about abandoned properties or properties that are kind of in disrepair.
What the village has in place, Chapter 1331 of the Codified Ordinances, is a complaint-driven process whereby people who have concerns about the condition of a property, and it can be run down, broken windows, painting, out exterior conditions that relate to, you know, grass cutting is its own category, but if people have junk in the yards, that sort of thing, those are conditions that can be abated by the village. The problem comes when there's just nobody around to take care of it and the property's been abandoned. The first step is to try to contact the bank that has the mortgage on the property. The problem is that they aren't in possession most of the time. They foreclose and then they don't take title. It's a complex legal problem that has been, a number of communities have been dealing with that. In the worst cases, and we've had a couple situations where the property was so bad, the village had to go to court, have the property declared to be a nuisance, tore down the house because it was an unsafe structure, and put the costs of that onto the property. That is the worst case final scenario if the house is structurally unsound and uninhabitable. But the good news, relatively speaking, is Orange Village does have people who are interested in acquiring properties within the village and improving them. And so, relatively speaking, you don't have the properties that go bad and stay bad for years upon years upon years. And so if you have concerns about a property, please advise the building department. Tom Shields is the inspector that processes those complaints.
He does drive by one quadrant each year and do an eyeball inspection from the curb, but we do welcome you. Any addresses you want to add in case you missed them?
And since one of the standards that we look at is, does it have an impact on the neighborhood? Resident complaints are especially valued, because that is evidence that the neighborhood is impacted. So,
sorry.
What you want?
And I guess now we'll take a motion to adjourn to executive session to discuss the compensation, benefits of employees, and the disposition of village property.
Custer and Bloom.
Oh, okay.
For the employees.
Oh, okay. Well, Mr. Bloom and Mr.
What's that?
And Mr. Costura and Mr. Bloom will be attending as employees.
Who will be attending?
Jack, you're more than welcome.
Jack Byron.
No.
Jack Byron.
You don't want to do that. Do you want to do that?
No. We need a motion made. Anyone?
Yes.
Motion made.
Second.
Fine. Barry.
Baron.
Yes. Yes.
Klein?
Yes.
Braverman?
Yes.
Cluder?
Yes.
Alfred?
Yes.
Duber?
Yes.
Well, then let's just close the door and stay where we are if everybody's gonna be here. Somebody could leave. I mean, I don't know who.
I can smell you from here.
Close the doors on your way out, please.
Brandon?
Yes.
We don't want you to leave as much as you wanna leave, though.
You want the chief?
Yes.
The chief is here. And you want, who else is supposed to be?
If you fill it in.
Francis is leaving.
Thank you.
And Mary's gonna turn off the recorder.
Oh, okay, good.
I'll tell you.
It's like penalty time for Zach. You will need to say what that means.
When they call you for your deposition, blame your father.
He's not competent to testify.
It's a genetic thing, but that's irrelevant here. He'll still be called.